This is the busiest land port in the United States, with millions of dollars in commerce flowing both ways across the border on a daily basis. But not all the commerce here is legal. Drug trafficking flourishes, and rival gangs fight for control. In recent weeks, people in Nuevo Laredo have had to take cover as gunmen fought it out on the streets. Mexican President Vicente Fox has sent special federal agents to Nuevo Laredo, but he bristled at Ambassador Garza's warning about security in Mexico, saying the overall crime rate in the United States is higher than in Mexico. But economist Pedro Albuquerque of Texas A&M University at Laredo says criminals have free rein in some Mexican border towns.
The problem is the law is not being enforced on the Mexican side of the border.
Professor Albuquerque, a native of Brazil, cites statistics showing very few violent crimes in Laredo, while hundreds of cases of murder and assault in Nuevo Laredo remain unresolved.
The question to be asked is, why is it that they settle, the drug traffickers, they settle their headquarters in Mexico and not in the U.S.? They could perfectly settle them in the U.S. There are many reasons why it would be even better for them. But the reason why they settle them in Mexico is because the levels of law enforcement there are lower.
Laredo's new mayor, Raul Salinas, is a former FBI agent who spent time in Mexico working with law enforcement groups there. He says many citizens of Laredo are now nervous about crossing the river because of the public shootings that have occurred.
They're fighting each other and amongst themselves, the organized crime organizations. The unfortunate thing is that those bullets don't have names on them, and they get people, innocent people, in crossfire, and I think that's what people are concerned about.
Mayor Salinas says crime in Laredo is low, even by U.S. standards, in spite of the violence across the border. He says his police force is made up of well-trained and well-paid professionals who respond quickly and effectively to any problem. The same week in which the people of Nuevo Laredo were terrified by a 40-minute shootout on their streets, a gunman entered a store in Laredo with an automatic rifle threatening to kill another man. Within minutes, police had both men in custody, and the case is currently under investigation. Salinas suggests that Mexico would have better law enforcement if the government were to provide better support for police.
They have to pay them well. And give them good benefits, good training. And if you provide that, and you provide a good likelihood, and you make them proud of being a police officer. Unfortunately, there's a lot of temptation when you're dealing with hundreds of thousands of dollars that can be made available to you if you look the other way.
Mayor Salinas says he believes Mexican President-elect Felipe Calderón understands the gravity of the situation and will take decisive action against criminal organizations once he becomes president in December. Salinas says there are many courageous Mexican police officers ready to respond to such a call.
You know, I worked in Mexico City for 5.5 years. I saw officers that really put their lives on the line, and they were making $600-$700 a month. Is that worth it? I don't think so.
A recent report by the World Economic Forum said that crime in Mexico is harming the nation's economy as well as its society. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Laredo, Texas.